I'm waiting just for the night to do some loving and hold it tight. Now tell me, baby, you gotta go. I got the hi-fi high and the lights down low. You wanna say wow? You better stay pow pow. Don't run away.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a little test to get you ready. Friday with Elvis kicks off tomorrow. I'll play a little bit more of Elvis every Friday right here on the Great Voice of Volusia County. AM 1230 WSBB 23, now away from news time at the top of the hour from the NBC Radio Network. We also have the opening bow report from Wall Street and all the rest of the news we have every top of the hour right here on your radio station. Jeff Berner is with us, president of Professional Physical Therapy and Associates. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Skip. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I got a question for you. You ready for this?
Fire away.
Okay, you know, in the past, some people say they give headaches, other people get headaches. I'm probably the type that give headaches, but I do know a lot of people get headaches. And what are the causes of that?
Well, a lot of times tension, and we equate tension with stress, and a lot of times that stress is actually, it's emotional in its origin, but it results in muscle tension. That muscle tension in a muscle called the temporalis that is right near your temple.
Okay.
That will tighten up and your jaw will clench frequently when you're stressed about something or you'll grind your teeth. All of these things can compress all of the bones in your head, causing increased pressure on your brain and pain,
resulting
in a headache.
I'm glad you called in today because I've been wanting to ask you that question for a long time. And now I'm wondering how physical therapy can help with somebody who gets a lot of headaches.
Well, again, first we need to determine the actual cause. I mean, the tension is frequently the cause.
Okay.
But we need to rule out other things like either compression of the cerebral spinal fluid in the spinal cord area, or some other disease process. But once we've ruled that out, using contract-relax techniques and being able to fully relax the muscle allows you to dissipate the headache.
Okay. So for people that get a lot of headaches, really physical therapy is one way that you can get to the core of it, find out what's going on, and relieve those headaches.
Absolutely.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, for those of us who give headaches like me, I guess just leaving the office so the rest of the people don't have the headaches is fine, right?
Well, both type people, being alone for a little time and clearing your mind of the things that you think you want to tell them, as well as the things that people are told, are both ways to decrease their stress and tension.
You know, back in the 80s when I was first managing radio stations, I used to take Wednesday off, not for me, but for my employees.
Sure,
okay,
absolutely.
Because I knew they needed time to catch up when I would go in and say, hey, let's do this, let's do that. And I was the type, I'm getting a little better now, I was the type that if I came up with a programming idea, I didn't wonder why it wasn't on the air by the next hour.
In addition, though, by the time they got caught up on Wednesday, you had time to think up all kinds of other things that you dumped on them on Thursday.
You're absolutely right. You know, we're really excited about the new facility that you're building now for professional physical therapy. The nice thing about it is, you know, a building's a building, but what's inside the building is really going to help people, and you're going to be adding a lot of new activities and new treadmills and stuff like that to really work with your patients even better, right?
Yeah, we're going to increase our square footage. In addition, we'll have a layout that'll make it more accessible for patients. We're going to have all of our tables are going to be able to be lowered to the point where if somebody cannot climb up on a step stool, the table's not going to be too high for them to get up onto, as well as having the additional space in the gym area that we are going to be able to add additional equipment and change out some of the equipment that we have to get more state-of-the-art equipment. We have a traction unit that is not necessarily in the most appropriate location for use, and so I think we're going to get a lot more use out of that traction unit in the new building because we'll have it in its own designated space.
Wow. You're not just building a building, you're building for the future, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, keep us informed of what's going on. People still call in. They get a 15% or 15-minute consultation with you absolutely free?
They sure do.
Okay. What's that number to call?
423-0100.
Okay. Go up and check your building, okay?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, speaking of tension.
Sure. That's right. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Very good. Thank you.
There he goes, Jeff Berner on AM 1230 WSBB from Professional Physical Therapy. They're right here in Edgewater. Good people to know.
Hi, this is Jim from Jim's Fix-It Shop. Recently, I've noticed some out-of-town repair shops advertising for your business. Jim's Fix-It Shop has been your local electronics repair